Interesting. Ish. Is it interesting? I don't know. A little bit, I think. This is Buddhist Books Podcast, episode 233, Tipitaka, part 153. And today we will be beginning a new section because, you know, it's a nice way to look at it. This is the part one of Mahavagga 3. So rather than saying this is Mahavagga part 18 or whatever, we're saying this is part one of Mahavagga 3 because it's the great division and it is divided within itself into at least three parts, perhaps more. I don't know because this is my first time reading the Tipitaka. So, yeah, just briefly, I haven't read this before. I'm reading this for the first time and sharing my experience of reading it with you so far, based on the previous 3.5 books that we've read here in parts one of Tipitaka through part 152. I can say that some of it is historically interesting. Some of it is, you know, relevant to our lives today. Much of it is not. And I'm leaving it up to you to decide what's what, as far as what's historically interesting but totally useless today, what's useful today. And, you know, I'll chime in with my two cents every now and then, of course. Is there anything else before I get started? I don't think so. If this is your first time seeing me and you would like to start at the beginning of the Tipitaka, feel free to click right there. That's the playlist. You can navigate anywhere through the playlist, Tipitaka Part 1 through Tipitaka Part 153. Now, you might be wondering, if you're good at math, what about the other 80 episodes? Since I mentioned at the beginning that this was Tipitaka Part 233, it's Buddhist Books Part 233, Tipitaka Part 153, that means that there are 80 episodes in which we read something else besides the Tipitaka. And to find out all about the various things that we read and where to find it and what might be interesting to you other than pre-sectarian early Buddhism rules for how to conduct meetings and stuff like that, if you would prefer to hear some, let's say, Zen or Vajrayana Buddhism from Tibet or Japan, or maybe you want to watch a movie about a Chinese Mahayana monk in the 6th century Common Era, any of these things are possible on Buddhist Books Podcast, and a good place to start is the introduction. So you can watch the introduction, and then you'll have an idea of where you want to start. But for those of you who are here for Mahavagga 3 Part 1, I'm not going to make you wait any longer. We're going to jump right in right now. Here we go. The Great Division, Mahavagga 3. At one time, the Awakened One, the Lord, was staying at Rajagaha in the bamboo grove, at the squirrel's feeding place. Now at that time, parentheses, the use of, and parentheses, a rain's residence. You hear the rain? It's raining right now. This is the rains that they're talking about. I mean, I'm in India right now, so not the same state that they were in. But generally speaking, this is monsoon season. So anyway, it fits that we're reading about it. The use of a rain's residence for monks had not come to be laid down by the Lord. That's probably what we're going to hear about, is the laying down of the rain's residence rules. So these monks walked on tour during the cold weather and the hot weather and the rains. People looked down upon, criticized, spread it about, saying, quote, how can these recluses, sons of the Sakyans, walk on tour during the cold weather and the hot weather and the rains, trampling down the crops and grasses, injuring life that is one facultied, and bringing many small creatures to destruction? Shall it be that those members of other sects whose rules are badly kept, cling to and prepare a rain's residence? Shall it be that these birds, having made their nests in the rooftops, cling to and prepare a rain's residence, while these recluses, sons of the Sakyans, walk on a tour during the cold weather and the hot weather and the rains, trampling down the crops and grasses, injuring life that is one faculty, and bringing many small creatures to destruction, end quote. So this is what just people in the neighborhood were saying. Now, if you're wondering what kind of neighborhood this is, well, he said it was Rajagaha, which today is known as Rajgir. And back then, in 6th century BCE, it was well known as the place where Mahavir had taught the king, and where the Jainist path was very popular. So people would have been thinking in terms of you're trampling on these helpless insects. Even insects have more than one faculty, meaning more than one sense. So they're concerned about bacterium. They're concerned about things that can't see, hear, smell, or taste, but can only touch, or perhaps can only taste. So that's where these people's heads were at. Remember, not the monks, just the people in the neighborhood. And the peer pressure from the people in the neighborhood was very strong back then. They wanted to make rules to make sure that the people in the neighborhood didn't talk badly about them. So there you go. Monks heard these people who three dots spread it about. Then these monks told this matter to the Lord. Then the Lord, on this occasion, in this connection, having given reasoned talk, addressed the monks, saying, quote, I allow you, monks, to enter upon the rains, end quote. Now, perhaps in the original Pali, or perhaps in the place and time 2,600 years ago, you may enter upon the rains would have made sense as a thing that a person might say, and the people hearing it would understand the meaning of it. I'll keep reading, and perhaps the meaning will become clear to us as well. Then it occurred to these monks, quote, now, when should the rains be entered upon? End quote. They told this matter to the Lord. He said, quote, I allow you, monks, to enter upon the rains in the rainy season, end quote. Well, good that he was specific. I mean, it does rain outside of the rainy season, so. Then it occurred to these monks, quote, now how many parentheses periods, end parentheses, are there for beginning the rains, end quote. They told this matter to the Lord. He said, quote, monks, there are these two parentheses periods and parentheses for beginning the rains, the earlier and the later. The earlier may be entered upon the day after parentheses the full moon of end parentheses Asahi. Asahi? Asahi. The latter may be entered upon a month after, parentheses, the full moon of, end parentheses, Asahi. These monks are the two parentheses periods, end parentheses, for beginning the rains. End quote. Now at that time, the group of six monks We all love the group of six monks. That's the group of six monks, for those who are new. Did not want to enter upon the reins. They told this matter to the Lord. He said, quote, monks, one should not enter upon the reins. Whoever should not enter upon, parentheses, them, and parentheses, there is an offense of wrongdoing. End quote. Thank you, group of six monks. Now at that time, the group of six monks, on a day for beginning the reins, not desiring to enter upon the reins, intentionally passed a residence by. Now there's a clue. So they passed a residence by and they weren't supposed to, I think is what it's going to say. But they were supposed to enter the residence. They were supposed to go up to a stranger's house and knock on the door and say, excuse me, can I stay here for a month? Or however long, 2-3 months, however long the rains are. It was the full moon before to the full moon after the month of Asalhi. Now, if we assume that Asalhi was 1 out of 12 months, which I don't know, there is a footnote, but it's very small. Editor Edward, we haven't heard from you in a little while. Can you tell us about the month of Asalhi and how long it is?
June or July, which makes sense because that's when monsoon season starts in India these days. And I'm pretty sure there were 12 months.
Thank you. So now they, meaning you, you watching this, know the answer. While I, who relative to Editor Edward, am still in the past, do not. But I will when I become him. See how that works? Time travel. It's amazing. Okay, anyway, they intentionally passed a residence by. They told this matter to the Lord. He said, quote, monks, on a day for beginning the rains, a residence should not be intentionally passed by one who does not desire to enter the rains. Whoever should pass one by, there is an offense of wrongdoing. End quote. Now at that time, King Saniya Bimbisara of Magad, we had to create a new, he didn't have a, the King Pasenadi of Kosala, he has a cartoon character. He's the king from The Little Mermaid. This character you see here on your left, my right, he's new. All right. I'm not sure who's going to be representing King Bimbisara of Magad. Okay, continuing. Desiring to postpone the rains, sent a messenger to the monks saying, quote, what if the masters could enter upon the rains at the next full moon day? End quote. They told this matter to the Lord. He said, quote, I allow you, monks, to obey kings. End quote. It's clear. If there's a king ruling the area that you're on and he says something, just do that. All right. But what if he says, I think that there's other rules. If a king tries to make you break like a big rule, then you're supposed to disobey the king. But generally speaking, obey the king. Okay. Then the Lord, having stayed at Rajagaha for as long as he found suiting, set out on tour for Savati. Walking on tour, in due course he arrived at Savati. Then the Lord stayed there in Savati, in the Jeta Grove, in Anathapindika's monastery. Now at that time, in the Kosala country, a lay follower, Udena, had a dwelling place built for an order. He sent a messenger to monks saying, quote, let the revered sirs come. I want to give a gift and to hear Dhamma and to see the monks. End quote. Monks spoke thus, quote, "It is laid down by the Lord, sir, that one should not set out on tour, having entered upon the rains and not having kept the first 3 months or the last 3 months." So it's 3 months. Okay. So the earlier period of the rains is the first full moon in that month, and the later period is the full moon after that month, or the second full moon, or whatever. So that doesn't mean the end of the rains. That means the beginning of the later period of the rains. Probably more rain than before. Makes sense. It rains here basically the end of June, July, August, and September, but it kind of fizzles out in September. So that's how that translates to our common calendar. Okay. Let Udena, the lay follower, wait. Is that right? I want to see the monks, having entered upon the rains, not having kept the first 3 months or the last 3 months. Let Udena, the lay follower, wait until the monks have kept the rains. When they have finished the rains, they will go. But if there is something urgent to be done, let him establish the dwelling place in the presence of resident monks who are already there. End quote. Okay. The lay follower, Udena, 3 dots, spread it about, saying, quote, "How can these reverencers, when sent for by me, not come? For I am a benefactor, a builder, a supporter of the order." End quote. Monks heard the lay follower, Udena, as he, 3 dots, spread it about. Then these monks told this matter to the Lord. Then the Lord, on this occasion, having given reasons talk, addressed the monks, saying, quote, "I allow you monks to go if you are sent by 7 classes of people, end parentheses, and if the business can be done in 7 days, but not if you are not sent for by a monk, a nun, a probationer, a novice, a woman novice, a lay follower, a woman lay follower." Seems like you could reduce that to 5 types by letting lay follower. Never mind. Okay, it was a different time. Okay. "I allow you monks to go if you are sent for by these, (7 classes of people, (), and if the business can be done in 7 days, but not if you are not sent for. The return should be made in 7 days. This is a case, monks, where a dwelling place for an order comes to have been built by a lay follower. If he should send a messenger to monks saying, quote within quotes, 'Let the reverend sirs come, I want to give a gift and to hear Dhamma and to see the monks,' and quote within quotes, you should go, monks. If you are sent for, and if the business can be done in 7 days, but not if you are not sent for, the return should be made in 7 days. Continuing, "This is a case, monks, where a curved house for an order comes to have been built by a lay follower." 3 dots, it's the same stuff. All of it is the same as if a residence had been built. Okay. Continuing, "A longhouse," same thing. So there's like a whole like 2-3 paragraph thing that's exactly the same, except for instead of residences as a curved house. And then again, a longhouse. And then again, "A mansion," 3 dots. "A cave," 3 dots. "A cell," 3 dots. "A porch," can you spare it? 3 dots. "An attendance hall," that's more like it. 3 dots, "A fire hall," 3 dots, "A hut for what is allowable," 3 dots, "A privy," "Come see the bathroom I have made for you, it'll only take you 7 days, I'd better build the privy a little closer, I'd say. Sorry, three dots. A place for pacing up and down in. We all need one of those, right? Is that ableist? Sorry. Three dots. A well, three dots. A hall at the well, three dots. A bathroom. Is that different from a privy? Oh, probably. It's probably a place to take a bath. Three dots. A hall in the bathroom. That's my kind of bathroom. Let's put up that bathroom from Trenton, that hotel, the really nice bathroom. Yeah. Now that's what I'm talking about. If you're going to build a bathroom for the monks, make sure it's classy. That's what I'd say. Just my editorial opinion. Can you hear the rain? All right. Yes. A lotus pond. Three dots. A shed. Three dots. A monastery. Three dots. A site for a monastery comes to have been built by a lay follower. If he should send a messenger to monks saying, quote within quotes, let the reverend sirs come. I want to give a gift and to hear Dhamma and to see the monks. End quote within quotes. You should go, monks, if you are sent for and if the business can be done in 7 days, but not if you are not sent for. The return should be made in 7 days. Now, there's a callback here to something that I thought of out of my mind that was not yet written in these old scriptures. And I want to point it out because I remember it, but I wouldn't be able to tell you which of the 153 TB Talk episodes it was in. But what happened was there were these nuns. And they went to, I think, King Pasenadi of Kosala's lotus garden because they liked looking at the lotuses. And they were reprimanded and a rule was established that thou shalt not go look at the lotus gardens, you know, because that's decadent or whatever. That's like, you know, that's what lay people do. Like a woman lay follower who enjoys the pleasure of the senses, that kind of thing. But then the exception made was if the lotus pond was visible from the nuns, like monastery or from the order, from the nuns' quarters, whatever. If it was on the campus where the order was dwelling, then it was okay to look at the lotus pond. So it's a great mitzvah, if you'll pardon the cross-cultural concept. It's a good thing to donate, to build a lotus pond and donate it to... Well, at least, I mean, nuns. I don't think the monks had the same, you know, they weren't like, there wasn't an issue with monks going and gazing upon the lotus pond. I don't know if that's... All right, anyway, I just wanted to point it out because, I mean, if you've been to like Mahayana, or I think Vajrayana too, pretty much, I think almost every Mahayana temple I've ever been to, most of them were in the U.S., but in Thailand as well, there's always a lotus pond. And so it's just kind of interesting that there was a time when there was no lotus pond in any of the original Sangha's, you know, properties, you might say. And so they would go look at a lotus pond that the king had, and they were like, don't go look at the lotus pond that the king has. If you have a lotus pond of your own, you can look at that, but that's it. That's the only lotus pond you're allowed to gaze wistfully at. Is if it's yours and it's been donated to the Buddhists. Interesting-ish. Is it interesting? I don't know. A little bit, I think. Continuing. This is a case, monks, where a dwelling place, three dots, a curved house, three dots, a long house, three dots, a site for a monastery, parentheses. It's like the same stuff, all that same stuff as before. And parentheses, thank you, Polytech Society. Forgot to do that, didn't you? Three dots. For several monks, three dots. For one monk comes to have been built by a lay follower, three dots. The return should be made in 7 days. Now, if you're building a lotus pond for one monk, it's a little weird. I mean, it's fine. Maybe he's like a really impressive monk that really likes lotuses, and you just are super nice. All right, it's not out of the question, and it's not against the rules either. So if you're a lay follower, a donor, and there's one monk living by himself in a hut, and you want to build a lotus pond outside his hut, go for it. I'm pretty sure he's not allowed to ask you to do it, though, because then he would be responsible for all of the single-facultied entities that were displaced, harmed, confused, or even killed by the digging of the lotus pond. Anyway, continuing. This is a case, monks, what? Where a dwelling place, 3 dots, a site for a monastery for an order of nuns, 3 dots, for several nuns, 3 dots, for one nun, 3 dots, for several probationers, 3 dots, for one probationer, 3 dots, for several novices, 3 dots, for one novice, 3 dots, for several women novices, 3 dots, for one woman novice, comes to have been built by a lay follower. I'd be suspicious of a lay follower building lotus ponds for a single nun or novice. Nun in training. So you're not a nun yet? You haven't taken the vow of chastity yet? You still have opportunity to decide to be a wife instead? Hey, here's a lotus pond. Isn't it nice? Sorry, I'm just saying, it's fishy. Okay, if he should send a messenger to monks saying, quote within quotes, let the reverend sirs come, I want to give a gift and to hear Dhamma and to see the monks, and quote within quotes, you should go, monks. If you are sent for and if the business can be done in 7 days, but not if you are not sent for, the return should be made in 7 days. This is a case, monks, where a dwelling comes to have been built by a lay follower for himself. 3 dots. A sleeping room. 3 dots. A stable. 3 dots. A watchtower. 3 dots. A quadrangular building. All right. I guess that was back when all buildings weren't quadrangular, right? 4 walls. I mean, you know. Not every building is 4 walls, but a lot of them are. 3 dots, a shop. 3 dots, a hall for a shop. 3 dots, a longhouse. 3 dots, a mansion. 3 dots, a cave. 3 dots, a cell. 3 dots, a porch. 3 dots, an attendance hall. 3 dots, a fire hall. 3 dots, a kitchen. 3 dots, a privy. 3 dots, a place for pacing up and down in. 3 dots, a hall in the place for pacing up and down in. A hall in the place. The place for pacing up and down in is so big, you put a hall in it. Whatever a hall is in this context. Anyway, 3 dots, a well. 3 dots, a hall at the well. 3 dots, a bathroom. 3 dots, a hall in the bathroom. That's what I'm talking about. 3 dots, a lotus pond. 3 dots, a shed, not a hall for the lotus pond. In the bathroom. 3 dots, a park. 3 dots, a site for a park. Comes to have been built by a lay follower for himself. Or there comes to be his son's marriage. Or there comes to be his daughter's marriage. Or he becomes ill. Or he speaks at a well-known, what? He speaks a well-known discourse. If he should send a messenger to monks, saying, quote within quotes, let the reverend sirs come. They will master this discourse before this. Discourse falls into oblivion. Okay. And quote within quotes, or if he has some business, something to be done, and should send a messenger to monks, saying, quote within quotes, let the reverend sirs come. I want to give a gift and to hear Dhamma and to see the monks. And quote in quotes, you should go, monks. If you are sent for, and if the business can be done in 7 days, but not if you are not sent for, the return should be made in 7 days. This is a case, monks, where a dwelling place for an order comes to have been built by a woman lay follower. If she should send A messenger to monks saying, quote within quotes, "Let the reverend sirs come. I want to give a gift and to hear Dhamma and to see the monks," end quote. "You should go," end quote within quotes. "You should go, monks, if you are sent for and if the business can be done in 7 days. But not if you are not sent for. The return should be made in 7 days. This is a case, monks, where a curved house for an order comes to have been built by a woman lay follower, (parentheses). It's all the same stuff as the last time when it was a regular lay follower, not a, you know, another type of lay follower that isn't covered under the category lay follower, i.e. a woman lay follower. I'm just sort of making fun of the need to distinguish between a thing that has no gender and the woman version of the thing that has no gender. So it's assumed that it's masculine if it's not specified. If it's a smurf, it's a boy. If it's smurfette, then... anyway, different time. Back before 1963... is that when Mad Men took place? Anyway, where were we? If she, yes. A site for a monastery comes to have been built for an order by a woman lay follower. If she should send a messenger, (parentheses), Polytech Society says this is all the same stuff as last time something similar was said about regular lay followers, and (parentheses), the rains should be made, and the return should be made in 7 days. This is a case, monks, where a dwelling place, (a site for a monastery for several monks, for one monk, for an order of nuns, for several nuns, for one nun, for several probationers, for one probationer, for several novices, for one novice, for several woman novices, for one woman novice, comes to have been built by a woman lay follower. If she should send a messenger, (parentheses), it's all the same stuff as when it's boys for boys or boys for girls. This is girls for girls or boys. You'd only have to say one quarter of the amount of things if you would just say lay follower, monks or nuns, instead of having to say, never mind. You all know this. I'm preaching to the choir, right? I think, maybe. The return should be made in 7 days. This is a case, monks, where a dwelling place comes to have been built by a woman lay follower for herself. (parentheses), it's all basically the same stuff as when a regular lay follower, who's not a woman, does the same thing. And (parentheses), thank you, Polytech Society. Or if she comes to be ill, or if she speaks a well-known discourse, if she should send a messenger to monks saying, quote within quotes, "Let the masters come, and they will master this discourse before this discourse falls into oblivion," end quote within quotes. I wonder what this means. It seems like it means something. Or like at the time, this would have been like recognizable as a thing. Let the monks master this discourse. I'm going to give this discourse. Hear it and master it before it falls into oblivion. What is that? I mean, nowadays, you know, things weren't written down as much. In fact, these rules weren't written down. They were recited. They were written down centuries later. So I imagine that this, you know, information, you know, someone discovers something or finds something and a piece of information is passed on. So it's like, hey, I just heard this information. Everybody should come listen to me say it and master it before I forget it. And then it's gone forever. That's interesting. And now when we have the internet, you can just go to archive.org. And even if people like delete their website, you can still go find it, see what it used to say. Interesting. Historically interesting. If she should send a messenger to monks saying, quote within quotes, "Let the masters come, and they will master this discourse before this discourse falls into oblivion," end quote within quotes, or if she has some business, something to be done, and should send a messenger to monks saying, quote within quotes, "Let the masters come. I want to give a gift and to hear Dhamma and to see the monks," End quote within quotes, you should go, monks, if you are sent for, and if the business can be done in 7 days, but not if you are not sent for. The return should be made in 7 days. This is a case, monks, where a dwelling place, (), it's all the same stuff as something. I don't know, before, it's like we're repeating ourselves, but it's about a female lay follower, you know, this time. (), a site for a monastery, for an order, (), for several monks, (), for one monk, (), for an order of nuns, (), for several nuns, (), for one nun, (), for several probationers, (), for one probationer, (), for several... for several novices, (), for one novice, (), for several women novices, (), for one woman novice, (), for him, (), her, and (), self is built by a monk, (), a nun, (), a probationer, (), a novice, (), a woman novice, if he, (she, (), now we're getting, like, suddenly they're interchangeable? You should have thought of that like 3 pages ago that we'd be done with this section by now. Sorry. Should send a messenger to monks saying, (quotes), let the reverend sirs, (masters, (and) come. I want to give a gift and to hear Dhamma and to see the monks, (end quote). You should go, monks, if you are sent for and if the business can be done in 7 days, but not if you are not sent for. The return should be made in 7 days. End quote. And that concludes today's recital from Mahavagga 3, part of the Vinaya Pitaka, the discipline basket of the Tipitaka, the three baskets of pre-sectarian early Buddhism. And I hope you enjoyed it. I hope you have a wonderful rest of your week if you're watching this the day it comes out, or a wonderful week if you're watching it later at the beginning of a week. A wonderful conclusion of the week if you're watching it at the end of a week, and a wonderful next week, either way. Okay, I will go ahead and do the usual closing, and we'll go from there. To the north and to the south, to the east and to the west, to the spirits of light among us and to the spirits below, we send out our reverent love and compassion. May all beings be happy. May all beings be serene. May all beings be in peace. Until next time.